So,
no.
Hey.
What?
What is happening? What is what? Going on?
How are they changing costumes though?
What?
This is the Peter Wolf we love. Redefining the standards with a total connection to his partner.
Okay. And breaking from reality.
This is rude to Crank.
Hello, Crank.
Hi, what's Crank. Going on?
I was watching Doggy B.
Don't know what that is.
It's a movie about doggy boogieing.
It's about doggy dancers.
It's a doggy dancing competition.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The winner was disqualified for using doggeroids, which is doggy steroids. And they injected it into the owner, and she turned into a dog.
Okay. And this is the kind of thing you like.
Well.
You might say it's Mike's perfect movie.
Remember what we were saying at the beginning? That it was too good. It was too good. And it was almost boring because it wasn't crazy enough. It definitely changed.
Huh.
Because they're straight up doing magic now. They got magic skills. And a woman turned into a dog. Actually, more like a werepoodle.
Oh, like that Phyllis Diller movie.
Werepoodle?
Boneyard?
Oh, right, Boneyard. I've never seen Boneyard. I've just seen the box art before.
Yeah. I think that was a kind of a... I don't know if it was a werepoodle, but it was a... something along those lines. Dean-poodle?
Dean-poodle.
I guess you'd say, maybe.
Dean-poodle.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I've been out of pocket.
Out of pocket?
Whatever.
Am I a service provider?
Yes, I am a service provider. I provide a service to you. From being lonely.
Yeah, yeah. A werepoodle could do that.
But you won't take animals into your house, remember? Because you're a monster.
Oh, right. Have you seen that Geico commercial?
Be more specific.
The one with the animal in the attic?
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
That one's pretty funny.
I laugh every time I see it.
Drums! welcome to week 845 of the Crankcast, where we continue to bring nonsense.
It is a lot of nonsense.
So my arm's already starting to get sore from the flu shot.
Yeah.
But it's better than getting the flu.
You got it today, right?
Yep.
So tomorrow is when you would feel bad.
Normally with flu shots, I don't get much in the way of like the overall symptoms. I just get swelling and a soreness around the injection site. But I mean, when I say it's sore, it's like really sore. Like it wakes me up at night when I accidentally roll over onto it and stuff. But that only lasts like a day or two. So. And I figured, you know, since I'm trying to protect myself from COVID, I might as well try to protect myself from the flu, too.
No, it's a good idea.
I don't like shots, though.
I know you don't. You complain about them way more than I expect a man your age.
They really freak me out, man. But, anywho. So, Train. So I had a bit of, like, mixed news about a thing I've been looking for a while.
You could not make that sound more general yet ominous.
It's not really ominous. I mean, so, okay, there's this band that I like, and that I've liked since I was like a teenager called Overkill. They're a thrash metal band. And, yes. I've been hunting for a copy of one of their albums for a long time, but it's been out of print, and I could pay like, I don't know, 60 to 80 bucks to get one of the old copies of it, but I just haven't ever felt like it was, I could do that, you know, spend that much money on that record.
That is a lot for a muffler.
So they finally re-released that record on a new pressing, but the catch is that it's in a 6-record box set with one record I've already owned and the rest of them I don't care about. Like,
and you have to break into a vault at a casino to get it.
Well, actually, I have to tunnel from the theater next door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was an old bootlegger tunnel, and I have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, that kind of sucks. I'm really hoping they'll break those out and release them as separate albums. But, I don't know, you know, capitalism. One of those things, I guess. Let's see. What else is new? Did you know that in his mid-20s, Jimmy Carter actually descended into a melting, or a nuclear meltdown, like a nuclear reactor that was melting down, and helped...
Got superpower?
No, but he helped to shut it down before it destroyed Ottawa.
It's like a movie.
I know, isn't it? Who knew that Jimmy Carter was badass?
What did he do to turn it off?
Him and his crew had to go down and, I guess remove parts of the shielding to the reactor so they could shut it down.
What? Wait a minute. What is his background that he could do? I thought he was a farmer.
Before that, he was part of the, when he was in the Navy, he was part of their nuclear program.
Oh.
He actually helped do something to get the nuclear submarines project off the ground.
See, you never hear this shit about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I don't know why this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I just saw it in an article yesterday.
It's funny how people made fun of that dude. He already... And they talk about how, what all the stuff he does for people now.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, he's a celebrated humanitarian shit.
Keanu like, Reeves movie that he was in.
And it's weird because, you know, I mean, I was... a little kid when he was president. And all I really knew about him was he was the guy that lost to Reagan, because that's kind
of... Yeah, a lot of people made fun of him is all I remember.
I remember that too, like drawing his head in a peanut shape and stuff. And yeah, so I mean, I didn't really ever know much about him. I just kind of didn't think about it, because by the time I was paying attention to who was president, he already wasn't, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just, you know... never would have thought about it. And plus, like you said, I mean, when you hear people talk about him, most of the time it's some sort of joke or something. But, yeah, I mean, it turns out that, yeah, you know, he was pretty badass, and he's a humanitarian, and, you know, like, Jimmy Carter. So, I thought that was kind of a fun bit of news. Yeah, so. And speaking of Keanu, that... plot I lifted about the theater and the tunnel breaking into the bank was from a movie I just watched with him in it last night. So.
Oof-da.
How are you doing?
All right. I just finished one project and I'm trying to finish up others.
Good.
The holidays.
You traveling for the holidays?
Yeah. But we're not like doing it. Before, we're, like, going to Julie's parents, like, the day after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Then when we get back, I'm going to New Jersey for New Year's.
Oh, that's right, you mentioned that.
My old friend Ron, his birthday is on New Year's.
Wow, what a weird night to have a birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess... certain percentage of the population has to have their birthday on that day. But.
I haven't seen him in a while, and Julie's been telling me that I need to go see her, which means that she's going to probably have a party while I'm gone, I'm guessing.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's a New Year's Eve party at my house if you want to go.
Awesome. But
it's a New Year's Eve.
Julie was like, her friend Kate wanted to know if we would babysit their dog on that weekend. And I was like, I can cancel my plans, can I? I was like, can we just take the dog some other weekend and just hang out with it?
Do people lend pets?
I don't know.
It seems like that'd be a thing. Like, here, I'll lend you my dog for the weekend.
Yeah.
Or why isn't there, like, a rent-a-pet?
Well,
some pets would be a thing because there'd be the adjusting period.
Right.
Because you have to, it's like kids, you can't really just give somebody something.
You rent a cat for the weekend and it's just hiding in the corner all weekend.
Yeah.
You
know, I mean, run the risk of hurting the animal, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think that one out very far.
Nobody wants to get in trouble for renting out a cat and getting it killed.
That feels like a Portlandia sketch.
They'd rent birds, though, right?
Rent a pet. It's just like all these pets who just do not want to be.
Oh, it'd be stuff like ferrets, too.
Weasels. I'm sure somebody keeps a weasel as a pet. That sounds like fun. You looked like you had fun at the MST3K then.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I was very happy to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else did you do over con weekend? How was your non-con?
Non-con was good.
Was it much more relaxing than con?
Yeah, it was.
With all the benefits of still getting to see people come into town.
Well, yeah, I mean, we did that on Saturday, and then Sunday was pretty calm, and then Monday, McKeever came up here. So it's kind of like we went to the show, except I didn't have to do anything.
Nice.
Yeah, peaceful is the way to put it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, like, over the weekend. I was thinking, like, the next show, I might just not even bother going to the show. I might just come into town.
I mean,
because
you have to.
I mean, I was thinking, because, you know, since I don't table, except for when I'm watching other people's stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, most of the time when I'm actually at the show, I'm outside smoking or something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just kind of wandering around, getting tired.
When McKeever was smoking, I was giving him a hard time about that shit.
He's smoking again?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a rough couple of years. I mean, just in general, for people.
No excuse. What? No excuses.
You know. It's not like he took up hunting hobos or something, you know?
Hmm.
Everyone knows smoking's a gateway for that.
Every cigarette's a rung on the ladder to hobo hunting.
Do you know anything about false equivalency?
Well, obviously, I employ it. I mean, geez. Ask me a tough one, like straw man argument.
You're a straw man.
That's because I burn. It's because I don't have a brain?
Yeah.
There we go.
I was supposed to have a session with Marty today, but I postponed it.
Did you wish him a happy Christmas?
Not yet. I'll see him next Thursday.
Oh, okay. When do you take off for the holiday travels?
Right around Christmas, day after.
Okay. I'm just checking so I know when to catch you next week. For our Crankcast holiday extravaganza.
Really?
It's our special episode.
Is it?
I guess.
Got some good guests lined up.
So are we doing our Life Day special?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to be dressed as Chewbacca.
In the red robes?
I mean, like, fur and all.
Oh.
Yeah. I figure, you know, might as well just go all out.
I prefer to celebrate Life Day like the grandpa.
Watching porn?
Watching porn all day.
Watching Lena Horne porn?
Yeah, watching porn in the living room.
Lena Horne porn.
That's
it wasn't Lena Horne, is it? Was it Lena Horne? I think it was Lena Horne.
Wouldn't that just be Lena porn?
That's what I just saw, my God!
I'm saying know? Without the horn part.
Oh!
Just Lena porn. You don't need the horn. Or just horn porn. Or put the H in the porn and call it porn.
Put the H in the porn and call it
porn.
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 You've been pahorned.
I'm drawing Ninjak rolling down, a hill.
I guess, can a ninja also be a ronin? Because then you draw him ronin down the hill. No? Is he singing Kate Bush?
That's going up the hill.
See, I was thinking more in the direction of Ronin on the river.
Ah.
You're all stupid.
Not the river.
Oh, my arm. Sorry. I moved it and it hurt.
You hit yourself in the arm?
No, I just moved it and it hurt. Stupid shot. Anyway. So, did you watch Star Blazers growing up?
Nope.
Really?
Didn't play in my area.
Oh. I think it hit here in, I'm going to say like maybe 82. Apparently they started broadcasting it in parts of America in 79. But I don't think it got here until like 82. Because that's, if I'm remembering that where I was living when I watched it. But anyway, yeah, I mean, that was like probably one of my first tastes of serial animation, I guess, serial stories.
Mm-hmm.
But about 10 years ago, they did a reboot. And
a cartoon?
Yeah. Instead of doing like a sequel or something like that, they just went ahead and retold the first story again, but they, you know, did it with updated animation, and they updated some of the plot points and added some characters and stuff. And I started watching it recently, and it's pretty good. They kept the art style, like, really faithful to the original.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the animation looks a little weird, because it's that 2D cel-shaded animation, but it's done with computers, so it doesn't, what do you call that? Like, it looks uncanny, or crosses that uncanny valley, or whatever, you know. The way ships move and stuff looks different than it would if it was done by hand. And so that's a little strange at first, because especially considering that it looks like an older cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. About 10 episodes in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of fun to revisit it again. It's been long enough since I've seen the original series that I couldn't do like a point-by-point comparison to it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember enough of it that, you know, it just feels really familiar, but at the same time new. I recommend it.
Do you?
I do. Watch it. Go, watch it.
The crank seal of approval.
I also recently watched a really cute anime series that's pretty old. It's called K-On.
Okay.
And it's another one of those, like, that genre I like the high school drama type things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just about this four girls in a music club in school, and they form a rock band. One of the things I liked about it is that, like, so much of our storytelling, modern storytelling, it involves conflict of some sort. Personal conflict, between like personalities or like actual physical conflict, like fights or whatever, you know? And we rely on conflict to tell the story of how somebody changes or what the character arc is for, you know, any given character or whatever. And, this really didn't have that. Their stories were mostly based on figuring out how to, get better at their instruments and how to just deal with like their own personality quirks, like goofy things, but they still all liked each other, you know? I mean, it's as far as a high school thing goes, it's probably not very realistic, but it was just kind of nice to watch. It was like watching a Hallmark Christmas movie or something. Yeah. Conflict wise.
Like Doggy B?
Like Doggy B. Doggy B Good?
I forgot what the Christmas movie I watched before that was.
Christmas Dragon.
Oh, Christmas Dragon. I saw Christmas Dragon.
Was it really slow?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. I've been on my Christmas kick, too. But, I mean, I watch those all year round, so. Not a big deal, I guess. I saw a really terrible one, though.
What was it?
It was called, let me find it. It was called...
You know what? It's Christmas Mail.
It was called... Where the heck is it? It had Joey Lawrence and his younger brother, Adam?
I forget.
I think that's his younger brother's name. And it was called, Mistletoe Mix-Up. Something approved of it. And, it was really weird because, like, you know, I mean, Joey Lawrence is, what, our age, I guess? Maybe a little older?
He's younger than us.
Is he really?
He's gotta be.
Huh. But the, what? You know, the basic plot is that two brothers independently meet.
Oh, your age. He's not older than me.
You don't think?
Even when I was a kid, I was awesome.
Yeah, right. So that would put him probably right around our age, right?
He is 45 years old.
Oh, okay. So just a little bit younger than us.
Yes, he is not. I am older than him. Yeah, there's no way he would have been older. Because he was a kid when I was an older kid.
Okay. Oh, so Matt.
Does it have to be like 3 years difference?
Yeah. Okay. You say 3 years doesn't make a lot of difference when you're a kid?
I mean, not at 45.
No, but that wasn't what I said, is it? I said I am older than Joey Lawrence.
So you made it sound like you're way older than Joey Lawrence. So you're like, you can't be that old.
All right. Anyway, one of the weird... Oh, it's Matthew Ryan. It's his younger brother. Or Matthew Lawrence, sorry.
Is that Joey Lawrence, but with a wig?
I know he had kind of a buzz cut going on.
Wait, Joey does.
Joey does, yeah.
No, I said his brother just him with a wig.
Oh, no. Actually, I don't think his brother looks a whole lot like him. I mean, you could tell they're family, but...
They have the same last name?
Pretty much, yeah. That's why. So, you know, in this movie, the brothers are playing brothers. I'm thinking maybe they didn't want to stretch anybody's acting talents too far. And they independently meet this woman and both fall for her, but they don't know that each of them has been on dates with her. And then one of them invites her up to, you know, for the family Christmas because she doesn't have anything to do. And so she shows up, and then the brothers get into a, you know, a fight for her attentions kind of thing. But, like, the odd thing is that the actress playing the love interest she was born in, like, 93.
Whoa.
Right. So it's kind of like, it just hits kind of weird, like, off that Joey would be into her. Or that she'd be into Joey. I don't know. It just seemed weird, you know. Because she just seemed way too young for him.
Nobody too old for the Joe Man.
The Joester.
Welcome to movies.
The Jokinator.
Hmm.
What happened to the other brother from Boston?
He makes movies now.
I also saw Amy Acker in a Jason Priestley directed Christmas movie.
Really?
Dear Santa.
Does she die?
No. She plays a slightly clueless rich girl who finds a letter that this guy's daughter wrote to Santa asking to give him a new wife. And so she decides to show up and stalk him.
Why?
So she can become his new wife.
Why?
But what does he have?
He owns and runs a, what do you call those? Like a food kitchen where they give food out to homeless people.
Uh-huh.
Or give them hot meals and stuff. And he also owns a snowplow business.
Do people own them?
Why is this?
Why does she want him?
You know, because she's looking for meaning in life, I think. Because her parents are about to cut her off from her allowance.
There it is.
And she's looking for meaning in life, and so she goes and hunts this guy down and pretends she never got the letter and starts working at the homeless shelter. And then, you know, makes friends with the gay cook, and they hatch a plot to get him to fall in love with her. And... yeah, it didn't sound that complicated when I was watching it. But, you know, in the vein of those kind of Christmas movies, with the comedy and the romance, it doesn't have to make a lot of sense, I think.
With the comedy and the romance!
Because honestly, most of these, if you were to see something like this unfold in real life, you'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Kind of thing.
A rom-com?
Yeah, yeah. Like, in real life, they would bring, like, you know, lawsuits and legal consequences and things. And probably somebody getting physically hurt in some form or another.
Hey,
Anyway. But, yeah. So, dear Santa. You go, Santa. And, yeah, so, anyway. Also finished watching all of Warehouse 13.
Do you watch anything new?
Lately, not so much. Oh, I do have a bad movie that I couldn't make it through, but you might.
Okay.
It's called Oh Ship, It's a Family Trip.
Where did you see that?
On Amazon. I thought it was pretty horrible. But I also felt like it was in line with, you know, the kinds of things you've made it through.
Well, yeah, I can't argue with that. I just watched Doggy B.
There you go.
Doggy B.
Where did you see Doggy B?
On Amazon.
Oh. Should I put it in my queue?
Yes, please do.
Okay, then.
I would like to see what you have to say about Doggy B.
I found it. Directed by Romanus Walter? Walter? Walter?
It's only directing credit. Everything else is producing.
Oh, it's got Jane Whedlin.
Whedlin, yes. It does have Jane Whedlin. Still cute as a button, but fucking crazy.
So I wonder if this is going to turn into, like, when I watched the I'm a dog!
And wound up, no.
And wound up, I wound up liking it.
Yeah. That's right. Why did you like that?
I just thought it was cute. I liked Roller Gator, too.
She falls in love with her dog.
Yeah, yeah. Or what was the other one where where that lady gets turned into a bulldog for Christmas?
It's called a bulldog for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of wound up liking that one too.
You did?
Yeah.
I was like, what is... I couldn't get over the most void of personality. The actor most void of personality is the one voicing the dog.
You know. So I, you know, maybe I'll like Doggy B, is what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say that I didn't like it, but I can't say I didn't like it.
Well, there you go. It's in my queue.
It's got an old lady turning into a dog.
Works for me.
And at one point, I thought she was a robot, but she isn't a robot.
Ooh, a robot dog?
No. Well, that dog thing doesn't happen until the end.
Oh.
But it's about the high-stakes world of competitive dog-human team dancing.
Is that a thing?
It is not a thing, but this movie wants you to think it's a thing.
Okay.
What?
I'm just sorry. I'm just trying to even think what to say about that. You know. I also saw why am I blanking on his name? The guy from Indiana Jones and Sliders, John Rhys Davies.
Mm-hmm. Is he still? You're Rhys head.
Yeah, I am.
Call you a Rhys's piece.
That's what he calls his fans, Rhys's pieces.
Rhys's piece out. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Okay, because
holding on.
I remembered seeing him a few years ago in something, and he looked really bad.
Yeah, he looks old as hell now.
It was one of those things where he kind of looked gray, and his skin was just kind of hanging off of him and stuff.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. He did look gray.
I was, you know, I thought, well, you know, he probably don't have much longer. You know?
Yeah, that's real funny.
It's not funny, but
you gross person, anyway. Awful man.
Anyway, so I saw a movie that he was just in, or it was just released in 2021, it says, called Bad Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a romantic comedy kind of thing. But it's got him playing just a messed up Cupid, essentially. And he meets this guy in a bar who just found out...
In it?
Say what?
Is he wearing a diaper in it?
No, he's dressed pretty normal. But he goes around like beating people up. Well, he goes around beating people up and hitting things with cars and stuff and stealing cars.
What kind of Cupid is he?
A bad Cupid.
Oh, it is in the title.
But he's not even Cupid.
Well, yeah, because he still does it for love.
What?
Okay, so there's this guy in the movie who is still hung up on a girl that broke up with him like a year ago. He finally gets up the courage to go track her down again. Finds out she's getting married, then he goes and gets drunk in a bar and is whining about it, and John Rhys Davies happens to be at the bar. So he goes and kidnaps the groom and beats him up and tortures him a little bit. And I think somebody gets shot, I can't remember. But and then he ropes the whiny guy and his cousin into being complicit in the act, and they kidnap the groom together and take him back to this guy's house, and all this goes through it's kind of a messed up story, but it's pretty good. I liked it though, and then part of what I was going to say about this was that he actually looks healthier in this movie than he did last time I saw him.
Wasn't John Rhys Davies in Titanic 2?
Is that the one in space?
I don't think it's in space.
Oh. Oh, wait, sorry. That was a Douglas Adams thing. Starship Titanic.
I might be thinking of the other boat movie he is where they're transporting a chupacabra.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. Gets killed.
Was this recent?
No.
I'm scrolling through his stuff. Oh, he was in a movie last year called Grizzly 2 Revenge.
Oh, yeah, Grizzly 2, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that movie wasn't made last year, was it? It was...
I don't know. IMDb lists it as 2020. It
was released.
Oh, yeah, I guess it could have sat around for a while.
Yeah, because it's got George Clooney in it, too.
Oh, that must have sat around for quite a while.
I've seen Grizzly 1.
I don't think I remember it. I'm sure I've seen it. Didn't Riff Tracks or one of them do a...
Grizzly? Yeah, I think they may have done Grizzly, yeah.
I think that's where I saw it. There's something about it. I remembered something about a camp, and the grizzly shows up.
Yeah, there's a camp, yeah.
It's like a giant grizzly bear.
It is a giant grizzly bear, yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I forgot. He was in Anaconda 3. I forgot there was an Anaconda 3, but he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's got a really long B list.
He's been in a lot of crap.
And I think the one you're thinking of is Chupacabra Terror.
Yep.
Oh. Gimli!
It's a mine!
Gimli!
Why is that your impression? Nobody ever says it like that.
Because there was that thing right around 2006 or whatever that was going around. It was that video where they slowed down when he was in, where Frodo shows up and finds Gimli in bed or whatever after being injured.
Oh, yeah.
And they slowed it down and he's just going, Gimli!
But... isn't that how it is in the movie? That whole scene is slow motion, I thought.
Yes, but there's another version where they redub it. So it all sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. Gimli! Good times.
Very oldies.
And you're right. Because it is old. It's really old. There was a Bloodsport 3?
I didn't know that. John Claude's not in it.
No, but Davies is. Rhys Davies.
He's in the first one, isn't he?
I don't think so. Hmm. No, you're thinking of the dude from Revenge of the Nerds.
There are a lot of people in that movie, actually.
I think. When it was Ogre that was in the first one, right?
Yeah, so he's in the first
one. Yeah. Anywho. But, yeah, so I recommend watching Bad Cupid, too, because it's interesting, and it's nice to see a healthier John Rhys Davies. Don't let your last memory of him be of him not looking too good.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know.
I'll always think of him as Gimli.
Gimli!
No! You're making it worse.
Gimli. Anyway. Oh, and finally, I watched a kind of a funny South Korean zombie movie called Zombie for Sale.
Can't say which one.
Huh?
It says, gonna say which one.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of South Korean zombie movies.
Yeah, this one's... I guess they're going through the same arc the rest of the world did, where first they made scary zombie movies, and then they started making zombities.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zombities. But this one is... this zombie gets loose from a test lab, winds up hiding out in the garage of this gas station, and then they find him. And his bite doesn't immediately, like, turn you into a zombie. At first, it makes you, like, feel younger and look younger before it then turns you into a zombie. So the greedy gas station owners wind up basically having people pay them to let the zombie bite them so that they can feel younger again. And that gets out of hand, of course, and the whole town turns into zombies. And it's kind of funny. That's all. Zombie for Sale.
Zombie for Sale.
Zombie. And, man, I have watched a shit ton of Christmas movies in the past week.
Yeah, we get it. You like Christmas movies.
Interspersed with other romance movies. Like Fools Rush In, starring Salma Hayek and, what's his name? The guy from Friends. Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
That guy.
Matthew Perry.
That guy.
Architect, I believe.
He's... I don't... Would an architect run the whole project? Like the actual construction and stuff of it?
Okay, so he's a foreman.
More than a foreman. Like he works for the company, an overseer, I guess? Maybe.
Project manager.
Yeah, that sounds good. He actually travels on site and supervises the whole thing or whatever. Did you ever see a movie called Weirdsville from 2007?
I've heard of it. What's it about?
It's these two guys are drug addicts, and they're friends with this girl, and she ODs, and they don't want to call the cops, so they go to bury her at a closed up in the basement of a closed up drive-in theater. And while they're there, they interrupt a bunch of Satanists in the middle of a ritual.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
And it's one of the few movies I've seen with Tara Manning in it where she's likable, I guess. She's generally not very likable in movies.
Who's Tara Manning?
Look her up. You'd recognize her. She's been in tons of stuff. But and most of the time it seems like she's playing, you know, like a crack whore or something. Like... But, it lives up to the name. It's a weird movie. It's got a whole bunch of twists, like weird just things that happen. And it's got like a cameo with Matt Frewer and, a bunch of, what do you call them? Like dwarf Renaissance reenactors. And, you know, of course the Satanists and, a bungled house break in and, It's a strange, fun, kind of fun movie. But I'd never heard of it before. I just happened to, you know, see it up on Amazon. And did you watch, like, you know, back in the day, did you watch Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
That was something I watched a lot. I mean, I don't think I saw it until later. I'm guessing probably 94-ish. Whenever they started airing it on regular TV here. And I really liked it back then. You know, I thought it was funny and stuff. And I haven't probably seen an episode since the 90s. And so it came up on Amazon, and I decided to start watching it again. And I'm like, wow, a lot of this makes no sense to me at all. I mean, it's very Canadian. And there's stuff there that I'm guessing is them commenting on Canadian stuff. And I wouldn't have gotten it then either. I guess I just thought I didn't care and thought it was funnier then. And, some of the bits they keep redoing, I'm like, why are you clinging to this one? Because, you know, it's not that funny. Like the police report or whatever it's called. Like their take on cops. They just generally aren't that funny. But, of course, I mean, they only last like a couple of seconds. So it doesn't really matter. That was a good thing about that show is most of their skits were short. But a lot of it, I think, holds up. I still laugh at it. Like, recurring characters like the bird lady and stuff.
The Eradicator?
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
You haven't seen Eradicator?
I don't think so.
Eradicator!
But there was a funny episode that I actually remembered when it came on when... They, the rest of the guys in the group confront Scott Thompson because he's decided he's no longer gay. And they're worried about the fallout from the gay community. So they have him rush him out on stage to, like, explain himself. And, so he, like, and he gets booed and stuff for not being gay anymore. I thought that was pretty funny. So, anyway.
Eradicator.
Eradicator, eradicate me.
You may remove my mask. You've earned it.
Oh, and the Satanist guy, like, sketch with the evil! Pure evil!
I love it when Crank gets into something.
Ah, well, you know. It happens more often when I'm not as stressed out. Because, you know, I don't like being stressed out.
Well, I'm stressed out.
Yes.
Being stressed out makes me stressed.
Say yes to the stress.
Say yes to the stress.
And I've been watching lots of really nice things lately. So I think that's kind of helped my stress level.
You know what would help? Having a cat.
That would probably increase my stress level, Mike.
Wouldn't. Because you could sit there and look at that cat.
Getting a cat lowers your heart blood pressure.
Yeah, that sounds like a wives' tale.
It's
true. Struth, you say?
Struth.
Struth.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just watch really nice things, that's all. Get real,
nah.
Get real mellow. Movies like We Bought a Zoo.
No.
Ew.
You don't like Nice Daddy Matt Damon?
Nice Daddy Matt Damon? I don't like you saying that combination of words.
Yikes.
He's Nice Daddy Matt Damon.
Hmm.
And it's got ScarJo in it.
It does have ScarJo in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She's the rough and tumble zookeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got a... Oh, what's her name?
Your favorite lion?
My favorite lion, Simba.
Simba.
No, just Naya.
Naya.
They're all probably owned by that one guy.
It's a...
Star? Huh? No, the weird... guy.
Owns
all the
live
tigers that usually get used in Hollywood. Johnny Tiger.
Johnny Tiger? Johnny Tiger
feed? Johnny Tiger. Oh, L. Fanning was also in it.
Oh.
She owns all the tigers.
She owns all the tigers, yes. It's true.
L. Fanning Tiger.
She herself is a tiger.
She's a tiger.
I learned from that movie that tigers don't roar, they chuff.
I like chuffing.
Oh.
Yeah, Ninja used to chuff.
Chuff.
That was funny, because he thought he was somebody when he did that.
Hell yeah. Ninja was somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, chuffing. The useful things I learned from Matt Damon. Actually, I learned that from Scarlett Johansson.
Matt Damon.
I read when I was putting trivia questions together that actually had a real voice actor gonna do a Matt Damon like impression in that movie.
Yeah.
But they saw the puppet and they were like, that's not what this puppet sounds like. So they did it because the puppet looks so stupid.
Matt Damon. Well. Oh, sorry. I was looking at a note that I forgot I had. Going back to when I brought up Jimmy Carter. Another person who's a, you know, national treasure, Dolly Parton, turns out that she actually refused a medal from Donald Trump twice. Told him to go pound sand. I mean, I don't know if she actually told him to go pound sand, but that's probably how his fragile ego took it.
She also made sure for COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Her lab.
Donated lots towards it.
Yeah. sizes.
So, yeah. Another national treasure we got there. Anyhow.
Where would you put me on the national treasure scale?
Somewhere below Smokey the Bear.
First, you'd have to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's about the...
And then,
already
follow
done.
The clues, and then finally, we would find you buried beneath.
Already in the works.
I think I'd grade you the bees!
The bees!
Oh, boy.
Have you seen that version?
Of Wicker Man?
Yeah.
Not since, like, you know, 2006 or 7.
Okay. So you have?
Yeah.
You could have said yes.
Oh, well, yes, I have. He runs around punching a lot of shit.
He doesn't punch a lot of shit.
Well, punches a bunch of people.
I mean, he acts crazy, yeah. Oh, yeah, he punches somebody when he's in that bear suit.
The bees! Oh. Oh. Poor guy.
I think he'll be just fine. Like Duke at the end of the Joe movie.
Struth.
Stop saying Struth.
You want some beans? I haven't asked in a while. Do we have any email? Because I purposely wasn't asking because we weren't having any. But
I'm not having it.
I am simply not having this. Thank you.
You're trying to. I may have fun. So very much like one of my dying wish is to be a guest on your show. Arrived 1 month ago.
Please make it the final episode of Greg.
Henrik from Denmark wrote, "Hi, Crank, Mike, and other nice people.
Hi.
I will skip the usual apologies about not writing in and go straight to TV talk."
You go.
Henrik watches a lot of TV. Lost.
How old is this email?
It is November 24th.
Oh, well, okay.
I know this discussion ended a few weeks back, but I still wanted to make a final comment on the whole "they were dead all along" thing. When Lost was on the air, there was a popular fan theory that the island was purgatory and that everyone had died when the plane crashed in episode 1.
Yes.
Showrunners rightfully denied that, and so a few people were upset about the ending of Lost because they thought the showrunners had been lying to them. But everyone on this podcast will be dead someday, too. But that doesn't mean we are dead now.
Are you just adding that stuff in?
Except perhaps on the inside, and I think there is a huge difference between the two.
Wow.
Everything that happened on Lost actually happened, and then we also saw what happened after they died.
Yeah, which was a point that actually honestly was lost on me the first time around.
Yes. It is hard to get your head around when you're watching that last episode. It is sort of hard to get your head around.
I also didn't have the benefit of, like, bunching them all together. So, like, I was trying to keep track of what had gone on, you know, over the prior weeks and stuff.
Yeah. The Wheel of Time.
Haven't started watching that yet. Is it good?
Amazon just released the first 3 episodes of the show based on the hugely popular book series there that Mike could only read part of the introduction of the first one.
You don't like Robert Jordan?
I don't know. I've only read part of an introduction. There are 14 books in the series and almost 12,000 pages of story in it all. So it would be practically impossible to film everything from the novels. They have wisely chosen to focus on the main story and get through it fast, unlike modern trend of just having first season be filler. I'm looking at you, Foundation, and Why the Last Man. That bit lie in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan of the books, I'm very happy with where we have got so far, and I would recommend people check it out. I saw the first episode, and I told Julie and I told these guys that I was amazed at how expensive and cheap it looked at the same time.
I was waiting for, I guess I was actually just waiting for more of it to come out so I could watch more of it at once, kind of thing.
I've been in the room while Julie watches it, so I haven't been actively watching it.
Hmm.
But I could see how you could get into it.
I'm waiting for, once they figure out what to do with those wheels and, make a car of time.
Yeah, the car of time.
I would say now there's enough episodes out now that watching it straight through would be good, just because there was a point at the starting in the third episode where they split everyone up for a while, which really slows down the story.
Ah, gotcha.
Now they're all back together in the latest episode, so it should pick back up on the way to the end, so that each episode is kind of a nice, satisfying episode.
That's cool.
But yeah, splitting them up, it kind of...
Doesn't help that all the stars look like alternate versions of stars of other shows.
not Matt Damon?
It's not Archie from Riverdale, and not the tall guy from The Magicians, and it's really weird.
Gotcha.
But it's enjoyable. I think it's worth the watch. See where it goes. See if it's something very interesting.
I've been waiting. Yeah, I've been waiting to watch that and the last season of The Expanse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially with The Expanse, I don't want to pace that out over weeks because that show is not exactly a fast mover most times anyway.
I always find myself remembering to watch the latest season, the week before the final episode, and I blow through all the episodes and then have to wait a week to watch the final one.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of these days I'll watch it. That was it from Henrik from Denmark.
Well, thanks, sir.
I'm learning a lot about the Nordic lands from my Assassin's Creed Valhalla game. So I feel like I'm related to Henrik now.
That's exactly how that works. Exactly.
In this game, they call everybody from up there Danes, but the main character is from Norway.
Right.
I don't understand that. Also, at one point, you can go to Vinland, which I thought was Finland. It's America.
Right.
Yeah, it's American. You're going to, the east coast of America, and it's just nothing but natives. And they're speaking native, and you can't understand what they're saying.
Right. Vinland.
Yeah.
How are you digging that PS5?
It's good, but it really is fucking up my production. Because I was making a lot more music and comics before. Now at night, I just want to go downstairs and stack rocks on my computer.
You're falling into that classic trap.
Yeah, I did fall into the trap.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to play it a few minutes ago, but you called, and then Sean came by and started playing.
I'll be out in a minute.
No, it's fine. You're doing me the favor.
Oh, you don't keep it at home?
I do keep it at home. But Sean has his here.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I've been watching the prices on the PS4. I'm waiting for them to go down a little bit.
They're what?
I'm always a generation behind or two. Yeah. So I've been keeping my eye out for a PS4 Pro.
It was the great and powerful Emmons that got me mine.
Do the Do the Fives play four games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Most excellent. I'm trying to remember what they were, because I was looking up, something that I saw what looked like a really cool game, but it was only on PS5 so far. It was like a horror survival game. But I don't remember what it was now.
Resident Evil.
No, I don't think it was one of the RE line. It was, something red? I can't remember. Those things don't stick with me too well. Random things like names and numbers. Letters. What do we do with them?
Oh, Lordy!
Exactly. Well, I guess that's it.
Good.
Good? What, you don't enjoy talking to me?
No, I do. I was thinking this week how I missed talking to you, and I should have called you earlier, but I didn't.
Yeah, I missed you yesterday.
I'm a bad person.
I had a...
I'll wait for two.
Yeah.
Bad person.
You are a bad Cupid, Mike.
I don't know. I'm sure I would be.
Anyway. All right, well.
Now I'm drawing Ninjak kicking somebody in the face.
He got ninjacked.
He did get ninjacked.
Ninjacked up.
Got jacked up.
He got ninjack hustled.
You need to not fuck with Ninjak, is what I'm learning from his comic.
Yeah. All right, then.
Jeff really does write it. Well, Jeff did write the James Bond comic, so that would make sense. He does write it like James Bond.
Parker?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, he doesn't really slow down on stuff Ninjak just goes with everything. Like, it's like something happened, he's like, oh well, and he just goes on.
Goes with everything, like Black.
Bond movie.
Right on. Anybody got anything in stores this week?
I might. I don't know. I think there's like a Teen Titans.
Okay.
Teen Titans Academy 8. We bring Roy Harper back to life again.
Hats off to Roy Harper.
I guess he died in Heroes in Crisis. Spoilers.
Uh-oh. Why'd you have to do that?
Because I think it was a while ago.
So that's Teen Titans Academy number 9.
8.
The list says 9.
Okay, 9.
I mean, I guess the list could be wrong.
No, this is probably right.
Okay. The only thing I saw that I've worked on that's out this week is Rick and Morty Corporate Assets number 2. From Oni Press. You know, if you like your Rick and Morty, go buy it. And if you don't like Rick and Morty, well, alright. That's you.
Sucky.
But that's, let's see. James Asmus writing it. Jarrett Williams on art. And Jeremy Lawson on colors, I think. So, there you go. Stuff. Lots of stuff.
Rush number 2 came out this week.
What's Rush number 2?
Has it got Geddy Lee in it?
Doesn't have Geddy Lee in it.
No. Sorry. The Rush.
Well, I mean, you know, there is only one Rush.
There is only one Rush.
Which stands for This Hungry Earth Reddens Under...
What?
What? Oh shit!
I'm gonna do it like this.
It's a what do they call that? Anagram? No, not an anagram.
Yes, something like that.
Acronym. That's the word I'm looking for.
Acronym.
Anagram for Mongo.
Rush again.
Oh, under snow-covered hills. That's what it This hungry earth reddens on their snow-covered hills.
So it's Therish?
No. The Rush.
But R-U-S-C-H?
What?
Snow-covered hills. So it's R-U-S-C-H?
I'm sure I didn't remember.
You fucked him.
I'm just trying to make sure. Who's this by? Like, publisher?
Oh, Snowclad, which is one word. Snowclad Hills. It's from Vault Comics.
Okay.
Written by Cy Spurrier. Art by Nathan Gooden. Colors by me.
You know, Cy Spurrier, president of the Hair Club for Men.
Otsman El Hauer.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, it was writer, artist, colorist, letter.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah, issue 2 came out this week. Yukon Gold Rush Supernatural frontier horror book.
Supernatural.
And if you see my reflection under snow-covered hills, landslide something.
And then I think 2 weeks back, the...
Vitor and the Snow Dog?
Yeah. Snow Dog is victorious!
I love it when he does it. I love it. Can we cover that song?
I don't see why not. I mean, yes, we could cover that song. Now, if you're asking me if we would do it well...
I'm not going to do anything well.
I mean, you know, that's debatable. I don't know. Well, all right, then. So, visit your favorite comic shop. Go buy things.
Yeah, they need it. And they want it.
Oh, yeah, they want it. Speaking of comic shops, I got... the Challenger's Christmas card. It came with an air freshener.
I didn't get one.
I don't know. Patrick sends me one. It came with a Challenger's air freshener. And so I'm wondering, is that what the store smells like now?
Maybe.
You know, it's been quite a while since I've been there. And, oh yeah, and Patrick and, I can't remember the guy he works with's name, but they do, you know, the Christmas song every year.
Pardon?
Oh, anyway, well, Patrick and his partner have another Christmas song out this year. And it's got a video.
The Divorce Gun?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're still calling it Divorce Gun or not.
That's what he said in his email.
Okay, so it is Divorce Gun. And, yeah, and he made a video, and I told him I hoped he practiced proper set safety with goggles and a fire extinguisher. Because, it looks sort of dangerous.
Oh.
He likes to do dangerous things. Like, him and his brother used to, like, beat each other up in their holiday videos.
Like backyard wrestling?
Yeah, exactly that.
Tables and smashing and things?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yep. I've known those.
Parker was too young for it, but I'm sure he would do it now.
I've known those folks. All right, then. Well, I hope everybody has a good weekend.
Me too.
And I'm going to try to get hold of you early in the week next week, but if for some reason I don't talk to you all next week, have a good holiday.
I love you, Craig.
I hope everything's well and your family's good and... you get to spend time with people you love.
I hope your mama's okay.
Yep, she's all right. My dad caught a bit of a bug. Not sure if it's a flu or not.
Uh-oh.
He was feeling pretty poorly. And, you know, my mom was feeling pretty poorly.
Did you say he still smokes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he still smokes. Mm. He's not going to quit now.
You guys are the worst.
I mean, he's 70, 71. Why would he quit now?
I don't know.
I mean, he's been smoking since he was a teenager, so.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.